पर पा गया वो बहारे वतन है। जरूरी गुनाहों को भी छोड़ दे, है जरूरी गुनाहों को भी छोड़ दे। असल हिजरत नहीं सिर्फ तर के वतन, लज्जत जिक्र नामे खुदा है चमन, और गफलत की दुनिया है दश्त जमन। है ये फैजान आहो फुगा देख लो, है ये फैजान आहो फुगा देख लो। दामने को हमें दिल है कैसा मगन, बिल यकीन पाएगा निस्बत औलिया, बिल यकीन पाएगा निस्बत औलिया। जिसके दिल में लगी है खुदा से लगन, लज्जत जिक्र नामे खुदा है चमन, और गफलत की दुनिया है दश्त दमन। शहर महबूब होगा जहां भी कहीं, शहर महबूब होगा जहां भी कहीं। आशिकों का सुना है वही है वतन, फिर मदीने की लज्जत को मैं क्या कहूँ, फिर मदीने की लज्जत को मैं क्या कहूँ। काश होता मदीने में मेरा वतन, लज्जत जिक्र नामे खुदा है चमन, और गफलत की दुनिया है दश्त दमन। किस तरह मैं कहूँ दिल से ए दोस्त तो, जिंदाबाद है वतन जिंदाबाद है वतन। हे वतन में मगर दिल मदीने में है, हे वतन में मगर दिल मदीने में है। ऐ मदीना फिदा तुझ पे हो सद वतन, लज्जत जिक्र नामे खुदा है चमन, और गफलत की दुनिया है दश्त दमन। नेक लोगों में हो साहिब दर्द दिल, नेक लोगों में हो साहिब दर्द दिल। है चमन में कोई जैसे लश्के चमन, रोज शब है ये अख्तर की आहो फुगा, रोज शब है ये अख्तर की आहो फुगा। बख्श दे रोज महशर मुझे जुल्मिनन, लज्जत जिक्र नामे खुदा है चमन, लज्जत जिक्र नामे खुदा है चमन। और गफलत की दुनिया है दश्त दमन, है जरूरी गुनाहों को भी छोड़ दे, है जरूरी गुनाहों को भी छोड़ दे। असल हिजरत नहीं सिर्फ तर के वतन, लज्जत जिक्र नामे खुदा है चमन, लज्जत जिक्र नामे खुदा है चमन। और गफलत की दुनिया है दश्त दमन।
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد الفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العلي العظيم Firstly we'll just try and translate this very beautiful poem of our honorable illustrious Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, the Rumi of the time, the Tabriz of the Zamana. Hazrat says that if we come all the way just to listen to one couplet of these beautiful poems, these are not just poems for entertainment, these are lectures, bayans. And as Hazrat mentioned so beautifully, our honorable illustrious Shaykh Arif Billah Hazrat Shah Mohan Abdul Hamid Sahib Madridul Ali should all make dua for Hazrat's health. Allah Ta'ala grant complete shifa'i ajila da'ima mustamirra and give us tawfiq to benefit from our Hazrat. That Hazrat says that we can only give a brief translation of the words. What was in the heart of the Ahlullah, the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can't even imagine. And a useless servant like me, even with more brokenness, we can just try and give a brief explanation, a brief meaning of the words that Hazrat has mentioned here. So beautifully Hazrat has said, Razzati zikri naami khudahe chaman. That what is a person that is in a, what is a real garden? People think that they are enjoying sitting in the park, they are enjoying in different gardens. But Hazrat says the real garden is Lazzati Zikri Naami Khuda. When you get the enjoyment of taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that person, wherever you may be in a wilderness, you may be in a desert, wherever you are, but the enjoyment of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts you in such a trance that a person is in an enjoyable garden. لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. That a person who is enjoying the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sweetness of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gets the enjoyment of it in his heart. And this enjoyment we will only get when we make ta'alluq and connection with the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they will build our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you get this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will start getting the enjoyment of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise our Hazrat explains so beautifully that people like us, we don't get the enjoyment of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't get enjoyment in zikr. We don't get enjoyment in tilawat of Qur'an-i Kareem. Our problem is, like a person, his taste buds are faulty. He can't enjoy all the different types of food. You ask him how this tastes, everything is nice for him, because his taste buds are faulty. But when he goes for treatment, Allah gives him shifa, and he starts tasting. Now he realizes the different taste of this fruit. This apple tastes different. That mango tastes different. Everything is sweet, but now there's a real difference in that. So we have come here for our spiritual taste buds to be corrected, so that when we start making tilawat, we get a different enjoyment. When we make zikr, we get a different enjoyment. When we perform our salah, we get a different enjoyment. So we have come here to get this enjoyment of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then a person will really see that he is in a garden all the time. Wherever he is in an enjoyable garden. Or ghaflat ki dunya hai dast wa daman. And a person can be in a garden, a real garden outwardly, but he is in an unmindful state. He is living in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then actually that person is living in a miserable place. That person is living in a desert. That person is living, so to say, in a jungle, a scary jungle. And he doesn't even realize that he's living in a scary jungle. So here we have come here to open the eyes of our hearts, to realize and see reality. As Allah Ta'ala mentions with regard to the eyes of the heart, that as far as the kuffar are concerned, فَإِنَّا لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارِ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. That we don't say the eyes of the head are closed and blind, that we have given them eyes, but they can only see the outward. يَعْلَمُونَ الظَّاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَمَنِ الْآخِرَةِ مُغَافِلُونَ. They only see the outward pleasures, enjoyments, entertainments of this world, the artificial beauty of this world. As Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned so beautifully, إِنَّ الدُّنْيَا حُلْوَةٌ خَضِرَةٌ وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ مُسْتَخْلِفَكُمْ فِيهِ فَيَنْظُرُ كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُونَ. That verily this world, إِنَّ الدُّنْيَا حُلْوَةٌ خَضِرَةٌ, it's very sweet and it is very tempting and it is very beautiful. It's lush and green. All the beautiful entertainment outwardly that looks beautiful, in reality it's not beautiful. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ مُسْتَخْلِفَكُمْ فِيهِ. Remember, Allah has put you here as His vicegerent. Allah has put you here to Allah has regarded you as amanat dar, as trustworthy.
And Allah Ta'ala has given you a position that you are the vice gerent of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So you should lead the path towards Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. You shouldn't get lost in this artificial dunya and this entertainment and pleasures. So in this world that Allah Ta'ala has put you, and as a vice gerent, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gives two very, very important advices. فَاتَّقُوا الدُّنْيَا وَاتَّقُوا النِّسَى. That be careful, be alert of the whole dunya that is deceptive. وَمَا هَذِي الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. This whole dunya is just a box of deception. So you as a vice gerent of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, do not be unmindful. As so beautifully Hazrat Shah Hakimul Ummat, Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali mentions, رہ کے دنیا میں زیبا نہیں بشر کو غفلت, موت کا دھیان ہر وقت اس کو لازم ہے. That it's not becoming that a human being lives in this world and is unmindful. He is living in a state of unmindfulness. Every moment he should realize that death is staring me in the face. And I'm moving towards my hereafter, I'm moving towards that world, to the real life. So when a person is moving to his real abode and real life, then a person will be always conscious and alert. And from dunya, then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, from dunya that is deceptive. One very, very deceptive aspect of dunya particularly, we should be cognizant of what takun nisa. Don't be overtaken with the artificial beauties of the road and the streets and become unmindful. Just any woman walking in the road, you start looking and you're getting artificial pleasure and enjoyment, you are just putting yourself into destruction. And we are so honorable and fortunate that we have got the silsila of our Shaykh, our honorable illustrious Zada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, who has openly mentioned this. Just not a bimari, it's not just a sickness, this is a plague that has caught up the entire ummah. Whether we are Sufi Sahib, whether we are Tablighi Sahib, Mauli Sahib, we are in Tahajjud also, but this disease of Bad Nazri, of casting evil glances, it's a very, very difficult disease to cure. And how fortunate are we that we have got this honorable silsila, so we should hold tight upon it. That is, we should follow the teachings of our Shaykh and be punctual with our zikr. Then see, in this dunya that looks so tempting, a person will see how dry it is. How this world is just cold when you get the enjoyment of the name of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala teaches us here that we should work to open the eyes of our hearts and don't be like the kuffar. They just see the outward beauty of this world, and their concept of life and their philosophy of life is, Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran Kareem, إِنِّيَا إِلَّا حَيَاتِنَا الدُّنْيَا نَمُوتُ وَنَحْيَا وَمَا نَحْنُ مَبْعُوثِينَ. This is one life of ours. We're not going to get another life. Like they say, make the best of it. And unfortunately, they don't know what is the best of it. You're involved in filth and dirt. It's like children, immature children, they enjoy playing with their stool also. They enjoy, and when they grow up, and the parents tell them, you played with their stool, they tell themselves, sis, how could I do this? So when we are immature, and that is why Hazrat says, that encourage people to come to the majlis. But if they pass comments, they are immature, don't argue with them. They are still immature. They don't know what is the enjoyment of majlis, what is the enjoyment of zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. When they become matured, then see, they won't want to leave it themselves. So we should and come into the enjoyment of the zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And really, what is the enjoyment of the zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? To be all the time in the obedience of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Not just outwardly we fool ourselves that we making zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Like Hazrat gives a beautiful example. A person is driving with one Maulana next to him, and he has got his tasbih and is reading Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. And women are walking in the streets, scantily dressed, bikinis, and he's telling Maulana, just look today how the women are dressed. He is causing, committing haram, bad nazri, and on the one side he's got his tasbih, and he wants Maulana also to be involved in haram. So that type of zikr, we're still far from zikr. Zikr will start on the tongue, but it shouldn't remain in the tongue. Zikr should penetrate the heart. That zikr zakir ko maskur tak ponchata hai. That the zikr will make us reach the maskur, who we are making zikr of, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That's why Hazrat teaches us that take out a time that a person is fresh and a person is conscious and with consciousness, with love, ashikana zikr, and then see how the zikr will penetrate the heart, and a person will see how this world is totally cold. And then Hazrat says very beautifully after that, ki hai jisne bhi hal hijrat tere naam par, pa gaya wo bahari watan. Whoever has made hijrat, whoever has migrated for your name, O Allah, that person has found the spring of his hometown. In other words, that person is in a real garden. And what Hazrat explains in the next next couplet, what is actually hijrat? Not just moving from one town to another town, from one country to another country, and looking for greener pastures as far as dunya is concerned. Really making hijrat for the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself mentions in the Quran Kareem, that many people will be asked that why didn't you move for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You were caught up in a certain gathering, you were so caught up in a certain environment, then why didn't you move from there? Then they will say, Ya Allah, what could we do? We got caught up in there. Allah will say, Inna ardi wasi'atun, our earth was very vast. When you caught up in a wrong place, in a wrong environment, you got the invitation for a certain dawat, and you thought there's going to be separate women and ladies facilities. When you come there, you see the parda is very scanty. It's not even real parda, as people may fool themselves and say, no, there's parda facilities. But you enter in from the same door, etc. So it's hardly, when you come in that gathering, now realize, I made a mistake, I came in the wrong place. Move away very quick. Don't self-search and say, what could I do? I couldn't help it. No, you have to move away. As Hazrat teaches us, that the most important thing is to run away from sun. When you run away from the sun, then Allah Ta'ala will open the doors and make it easy for us. Like Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was caught up in that very, very crucial ordeal, that the minister of finance wife, Zulaikha, caught him in that very, very crucial moment, and all the doors she locked of her private chamber, and she caught him in her personal room, and now she said, now fulfill my desires. Allahu Akbar. At that time, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam didn't say, what can I do? All the doors are locked, and not one, two doors. 10 doors almost, and each one was locked, and he didn't say, what could I do? In aqala ma'azallah, inna rabbi ahsana maswai, inna la yuflihu zalimun. How Allah, I seek Allah Ta'ala's refuge. And not only saying I seek Allah's refuge, now what is the sign of seeking Allah's refuge? We run towards Allah. Fafirru ilallah. Run towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That my Rabb, on the one hand, he meant that the minister looks after me so well, and on the other hand, our Creator, Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah Ta'ala takes care of us with so much kindness, with so much care. Allah gives us every split moment unlimited bounties, and we don't really appreciate the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With the same eyes Allah gave us, we're looking at haram. The same legs Allah gave us, we're walking towards haram. Then what appreciation is this? This is, as ulama mentioned, we like nimak haram. We eat the food of our mother and we don't appreciate her. And we don't even respect her. So then what can be said with regard to Allah Rabbul Izzat? So if Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam immediately ran, and when he ran, those locks just broke. Allah Ta'ala's mercy immediately came down. Allah's rahmat came down. So a person has to run away from guna. As Hazrat says here in the next couplet so beautifully, hey, zaruri gunao ko bhi chhor de. Asli hijrat nahi sirf tarke watan. It is extremely important and necessary that a person to find Allah, to get enjoyment in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to leave all types of sin. You have to run away from sin. Just by migrating from one town to another, even you can migrate from one country to another. You can migrate from here to Medina Sharif also. But if you don't leave out sin in Medina Sharif, then you're far from making hijrat. You haven't really made hijrat. You just fooled yourself. Like Hazrat teaches us, you go to Makkah Sharif also. But you're making tawaf also. But you're casting evil glances, looking at the woman, especially in today's time, the fitna that is so open. People, parda is now out of the question virtually, and then people are busy only taking videos and pictures all the time. So that time a person is under the stress, and a person have to be staying away from the sun. Then you'll get the enjoyment of that tawaf. Then you'll get the enjoyment of that ziyarat. Otherwise you went and you came back, you just, I stayed in this hotel, that hotel. The current that was there, that was coming down on Kaaba Sharif. The special rahmat that is coming down in torrents upon Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we didn't feel anything of that. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, and this will only get the strength when you make connection with the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they will build this current in us. Then we'll start getting this connection. And then see, to stay away from guna, guna ko chhodna aasan nahi hoga, mazedar hoga. It will be enjoyable to stay away from guna. To control your gazes will be enjoyable. Ye faze a fuha dekh lo daman ko mein dil hai kaisa magan. Allah Akbar. Hazrat says this is the special virtue and phase of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that a person takes out a deep sigh middle of the night at the time of tahajjud or any time. You just think of your life, ya Allah, how did I pass my life? The sigh of tawbah. Ah, oh Allah, please forgive me, oh Allah. And a person cries, awa fugha. You cry in your... And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. A person could have been soaking in filth and dirt. Allahu Akbar. It can only be our Rabb, our kind Allah, that have kept this door open for us. That you can be soaking in filth and dirt, worse than sewage and stool. But when you realize and you just turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with an open heart, as Hazrat explained so beautifully, the incident that a person, 90 years, he is worshipping his idol. Ya Sanam, oh my idol. That idol is dead. La yadurru wa la yanfa. It can't even benefit him, it can't even harm him. But when a person commits sin, then it makes the mind also clogged. And it makes your brain also dead. That you can't see what reality. Anybody can see a dead thing. But you stand in front of the dead thing. And you worship the dead thing. And by mistake, this old man, one day his tongue just twisted. Instead of saying, Ya Sanam, he said, Ya Samad. That old Samad, that great being who is totally independent. Immediately Allah Ta'ala responded, oh my Banda, what you need? Then the Malaika said, Ya Allah, he didn't turn to you actually. As if Allah doesn't know. But this whole kisah Allah Ta'ala explains to show me and you that how Allah Ta'ala awaits us. Any servant of his. And that is why our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says that Allah ki rahmat se mayus hona kufr hai. Never ever be despondent of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wala kul ya ibadiya alladhina asrafu ala anfusim. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Imagine Allah, Allahu Akbar. Those any boss, any father, etc., those children that are disobedient to them, after talking to them and explaining, and now you reach all limits, and you say, now this son of mine doesn't want to listen, these workers don't want to listen, etc., these people, and now you don't even want to regard them as part of you. People say this is your son, you try to ignore it. You don't even want to admit that this is your son. But Allah Rabbul Izzat is saying, Kul ya ibadi alladhina asrafu. That, oh my servants who have transgressed and put themselves in such a position that now you have went to all lengths of transgression. Still Allah Ta'ala says, these are my bandas. I want you. Kul ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusim. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. You have called great harm to yourself. You went to all limits and you don't realize you are causing harm to yourself. But don't ever be despondent of the mercy of Allah. That 1 hour of fugha, just turn to Allah Ta'ala and cry to Allah and see the faizani rahmat. See the special mercies of Allah that will descend upon you. Then that person, damine ko mein dil hai kaisa magan. That you can be alone at the lap of the mountain. You can be alone in a jungle, in a desert. But you'll be magan. You'll be in a state of ecstasy. You'll be enjoying yourself. And this is the time to realize Allahu Akbar. The time of Hajj. The time of Qurbani. That what is this Qurbani all about? Allahu Akbar. The incident Hazrat mentions comes to mind with regard to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. That people asked, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why is it that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam got the title Khalilullah? Your friend, your special friend. This is not an ordinary title. This is a very, very special title to be the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Rabbul Izzat mentioned to Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, you're going to take his imtihan yourself. You're going to test it and see why I gave him this title Khalilullah. So Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, the imtihan he had to take of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was just to make the zikr of Allah and see the condition of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So from the asman he's coming down. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was a shepherd like many of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and he had fields of goats, sheep, cattle, etc. So he used to graze them every day, and all this was his. So in his open field with all these animals, so many flocks he had, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam coming down from the heavens very far and taking Allah's name. Can we imagine Allah Akbar when Jibreel alayhi salam make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What enjoyment in that zikr. And those who got the love of Allah, how they enjoy the zikr. Like our Shaykh explained so beautifully, that Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi used to say, that when our elders used to make zikr, then my mouth used to water. And their mouth actually used to water. Then imagine when you get that taste and you start making zikr, how our mouths will water. Allah give us just a glimpse of this reality inshallah. So Ibrahim Ali Hazrat Jibreel, Ibrahim Ali Sallallahu Islam heard the name of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And he shouted out, who is there taking the name of my beloved? Who is there taking the name of my beloved Allah? Jibreel Ali Sallallahu Islam appeared in a human form. And he said, I took the name of your Allah. He said, what enjoyable, in what a beautiful way. Please, one more time, take the name of my Allah. He said, it's not free of charge. What you going to take? What you going to give me? And Ibrahim Ali Sallallahu Islam did not know this is an imtihan. This is just a test. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, this was real life playing out to him. So he said, the whole flock of my sheep, you can take this for you. But please, one more time, just take the name of my Allah. Again, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam took Allah Ta'ala's name, and he's gone into a trance, more ecstasy, and he's overtaken with enjoyment. And he says, please, one more time, take the name of my Allah. What enjoyment I am getting in just listening to the name of my Allah. You take it with so much release and enjoyment. So he said, what you going to give me now? He says, all those goats, all that for you now. Take all that also, this whole there, the land of goats, you take that. Again he was overtaken with Allah Ta'ala's zikr. And he said, please, one more time. He says again, what you going to pay me? He says, all my cattle now, you can take all that also. So Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam takes all the cattle also. And one more time he takes the name of Allah. And the friend of Allah, Allah Akbar, as you hear the name of your beloved, you just go in a trance all the time. And you just enjoy the name of your beloved. And you can't stop listening to the name of your beloved. And when you don't have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this heavy music, how it affects the ears, and it affects the buildings also, and the cars also. But how people manage to listen to that filth and dirt? Because their minds are clogged, their brains are clogged. So we should open our hearts and minds, and then see, now Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is gone in a state of ecstasy. Like Hazrat says, Damane ko me dil hai kaisa magan, that you are at the lap of the mountain, you are in an open valley, but your heart is in a state of ecstasy. People can't, you can't explain to the people what ecstasy you have got. Then Jibreel alayhi salam, he says, please, one more time, take the name of my Allah. He says, I've taken all your animals now, what you going to give me now? He says, you have taken all my animals, it's true, for the name of my Allah, I'm prepared to give everything. Now that you have taken all the animals, you need a shepherd to look after that animals. So I'm prepared to give myself to you, and I'll start working for you. Allah Akbar. Then Jibreel alayhi salam said, now I know why you are Khalilullah. Allah just sent me to test you. If you are prepared to give everything just to listen to the name of Allah, then Allah's command, then this reality where we should understand of this ayat when Ibrahim alayhi salam is saying, Qul inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. And this is the reality of Qurbani, that we reach even come to the close to these stages. As Hazrat teaches us, the reality of Qurbani should open up. That we sacrifice everything for Allah. Qul inna salati, all my ibadati Allah for you. Qul wa nusuki, all my sacrifices for you. That we can see whether we get upset, the wife has made us upset, whether we can sacrifice our anger at that time. Whether we can sacrifice our gaze. Some temptations is coming in front of us and we want to. And nafs is there. Nafs will always be, and the test will come. Allah Ta'ala mentions very, very clearly. Really, Alif Lam Mim, Ahasib An-Nas, Ayyutraku, Ayyakulu, Amanna, Umla Iftanun. That what do people think after they say Amanna Billah, La ilaha illallah, we brought Iman, then Allah is not going to test us. Allah is going to test you, and as Hazrat explains, according to your level. Don't expect you want to be in matric, but you want to write an exam of grade 1 and grade 3 or kindergarten. No, according to your level. So exactly, look at the level of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah Ta'ala is saying, وَإِذِبْتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَاتَمَّهُنَّ. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, we tested him, not with one, two imtihans, but heavy, heavy imtihans. and for atammahunna. Allah is giving certificate. He passed with flying colors. Allahu Akbar. That is why Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَمْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ إِلَّا مَنْ صَفِيَ نَفْسًا. Whoever turns away from the part of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, which is the part of Islam, which is the part of to be a Muslim, then that person who turns away from that part is the only stupid, ignorant person. That is the most foolish person. And on the one hand, you claim to be on that path. Why Allah Ta'ala particularly mentions Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam? One is, he is the forefather of many Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and the forefather of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. On the other hand, all the other nations, they claim to be followers of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. The Jews claim to be followers of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. The Christians also claim to be followers of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah Ta'ala teaches us that, O Muslims, we also say we Muslims. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was the first person to give us this name of Muslim. So realize what is the path of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Not just making a claim and we say we follow Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. مَا كَانِ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيَوْ وَلَا نَصْرَانِ ولكن كان حنيفا مسلما. Ibrahim was not inclined to any extremity, not to one side that you even murdered the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, not to the other side that you raised the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam to the position of divinity. No, that straight path, and this is the path of Islam. And in today's time, what all the different models of Islam, we have to see, we follow that straight Islam which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam brought to us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam sent, and Allahu Akbar, in this time and age we cannot make enough shukr. Allah Ta'ala has granted us such a sheikh, Allah, that is so firm on the tariqah of our Kabirin, on the tariqah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and the tariqah of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. We have to hold very, very firm on this beautiful path of our Shaykh, and remain firm on this path. Then see, in this world, wherever you are, you can be alone, but you'll be mugged, you'll enjoy yourself, and then you'll realize, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُقِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That my loving and dying also is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I love for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I die for the pleasure of Allah. And what is dying? When so the attraction comes in front of you, you say, I'd rather die, but I won't disobey the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala give us this reality. Bil yaqeen paayega nisbati awliya, jiske dil ko lagi hai khuda se lagan. Allah Akbar. Hazrat says that undoubtedly, I give you guarantee, and those who have tasted this, they can say what guarantee. The friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that definitely you will get this nisbat, this connection of the awliya Allah. You'll get this connection of the friends of Allah. And who are those friends of Allah? Allah ta'ala says himself, Ala inna awliya Allah. That listen attentively, open your ears and listen. As our Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, that Hazrat says in the beginning when the bayan starts, everybody is listening. But after 5-10 minutes, all are taking their 40 wings, and we don't listen properly. And then we take half message home, and we take the wrong message home. Like one Maulana gave bayan in Jummah, and he said, we are haram hai. That we are is a Gujarati word for interest. That we are haram hai. We are interest is haram. This brother is half sleepy, 40 wings he is taking. He heard piyaj, that onions are haram. And Hazrat says, generally the wife wants onions when it's very expensive. When it's very expensive, and when he went home, Abad, his wife says, no, we need onions, lot of visitors are coming. And that was time when onions were very, he said, you didn't listen to the bayan? He says, what? He said, today Maulana said, we are haram hai. Piyaj haram hai. That onions are haram. Say, which new Mauli sahab came to town now? Let us find out. She found out, he said, I didn't say piyaj, I said viyaj, interest. He's got all his higher purchase, all his bonds, that he don't want to listen. So we don't listen properly. Another Maulana said that, when Allah Ta'ala is so merciful, when you go on safar, that is safar journey, 78 kilometers or more, then a person, namaz is half. That is your zahar farz. You only make 2 rakats farz now. Your asar farz, only 2 rakats. So Allah Ta'ala is so kind, Allah made namaz half for us. So this brother heard that Allah made namaz maaf. Now they were on safar. His wife said, stop, it's time for namaz. Let's stop by a garage or somewhere. He said, no, that Maulana said namaz is maaf. He said, which Maulana is that? Find out. Namaz wasn't maaf for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Where for me and you it's going to be maaf? So similarly, Hazrat explained so beautifully that in Arabic there are 3 words that are called huruf-e-tambih, the letters of warning. That when you want to tell somebody some important matter, you first warn him, alert him, listen. So these 3 words are Allah, Ama and Ha. Listen attentively, I'm saying Allah, Ama and Ha. Just now you think I said Yamaha, that Maulana is advertising for some Yamaha product. No, Allah Ta'ala is saying Allah, Inna Awliya Allah, La Khawfun Alayhim, Wa Lahum Yahzanun. That verily the friends of Allah, La Khawfun Alayhim. They have no fear whatsoever. What is going to happen tomorrow? What is going to happen tomorrow? What is the price of petrol tomorrow? All the time we're checking the price of the dollar, checking the price of the rial and all that. Allah Ta'ala is in control of all that. Allah is in control of our risk. La khawfun wa lahum yahzanun. And they don't have grief. Tomorrow I'm going to leave the world. What's going to happen to my children, my property, etc. But who are these friends of Allah? Alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. They have got these two great qualities. They have brought iman. You have got, the moment you bring iman, Allah makes you his friend. Put the crown of friendship on his head. But Allah is so kind. Allah is inviting. Don't be ordinary level of friendship. Become a VIP. Become a special friend. And to become a special friend, you have to get the quality of taqwa. Wa kanu yattaqun. Ya Allah said, kanu yattaqun. That is, all the time in taqwa. That means Allah Ta'ala knew that we are not angels, we are human beings. We are going to make mistakes. So how to come back onto taqwa? Just make tawbah. Like Hazrat teaches us, that taqwa, a person, he is like you say, a person is ba wuzu. This man is very particularly, he is punctual on the sunnah to remain all the time with wuzu. Does it mean that he is not going to go to the toilet, his wuzu is not going to break? What it means, that the moment his wuzu breaks, same time he makes wuzu again. Before he sleeps, he makes wuzu, or he sees that he got wuzu. The moment he gets up, when it's time to perform his namaz, he makes his wuzu. So that person is regarded as 24 hours, he's in the wuzu all the time. So exactly the same, a person intentionally doesn't commit a sin. But if you slip, and by mistake you are a human being, you got caught up in some mistake, immediately make tawbah, make istighfar. Then Hazrat says, undoubtedly you will find, you will get the nisbat of the awliya Allah. Who is that person? Jiske dil ko lagi hai khuda se lagan. That person whose heart has been touched with the great feeling of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That all the time, Hazrat says, the friends of Allah are those that all the time, har waqt ye fikr, ke ek second ke liye mele Allah mujhse naraz na ho. That for one moment, my Allah must not be unhappy with me. As we learn the one of the poems in our zikr, hai narazgi jiski dozakh se barkar, usi zaat ki bas riza chahta hun. That disobeying Allah is worse than if you them, and Allah is happy, Allah will take you out safe, not one, that fire won't touch you. And like Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, all these kissas should be in front of our mind, and not just as incidents, that just reality of it. Real, and think about Allah Akbar, what nisbat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had. That alayhi salat was shaking when he watched fire. All of them took permission from Allah. That can mean going to Allah. Yeah, Jibreel alayhi salat gation, that we have come here to assist you. He said, did you take permission of Allah? He says, but does Allah Ta'ala know of my condition? Allah is fully aware of your condition. If that is the case, then I don't need your help. He is with me. So that person who's got love, that has been like a thorn that is broken inside your finger, and it can't come out. That pain that is there all the time. So when that comes, then a person is all the time conscious, I mustn't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shehre mahboob hoga jahan bhi kahi, aashiqo ka suna hai wahi hai watan. That wherever your beloved is, that is the friends of Allah, that is their real home. Person all the time, like now, you may be not be going physically, but your heart is attached. My Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is there. And you're just thinking now how people are going to pass their salams. And then you're thinking of the special occasion of Hajj, and how people are now, the crowds are building up. Ecstasy, what current is there? This should be in the forefront of our minds all the time. And then du'as for the Haji. You're not there, but your du'as are with them, you get a full share in it. So du'as for the Hujjaj, du'as for the Zaireen, and making du'a that Allah makes it easy for them, accepts it, and the reality comes. And what is the reality of Hajj? Himself mentions, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. That realize that this Hajj is a journey towards Akhirat. This is just the outward picture Allah Ta'ala is giving us. That every year, rehearse this journey of yours. That you're on your suffer all the time. We don't realize that, like Imam Ghazali rahmatullah has mentioned so beautifully, that insan, human being, abadi hai. that this human being is not existing from ever. We were not existing before. But the moment Allah brought us into it, we're just going to move from one station. That is why when a person passes away, in Urdu they don't say, they say intiqal ho gaya. He has just been transferred to his station, his qabr. From Alam-e-Arwah. And Allah gave us a glimpse of Allah Ta'ala's countenance in Alam-e-Arwah. So there you got the ecstasy and the feeling of seeing Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Now to appreciate that and to show our appreciation in your soul on its own could not show it, could not run ni'mat sabri, etc. Allah transferred that soul in the body and brought it into the world. And this is the most crucial station of our life. That's the time in this world. This is the time when Allah has put us into test here. That when you saw and you realized your love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Put all the temptations to see whether we forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or we realize send us here to be and to be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I mentioned in that ayat that don't say I forgot, oh Allah, inna kunna ghafilin. That we were unmindful. We forgot that we took that pledge with you in Alam-e-Alaf, in Alam-e-Arwah. Finded us already that time. So brought us here and took that pledge there and made and knew we're going to forget. But Allah sent the men of Allah all the time. And then the final Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to guide us and to when man forgets about this promise, then he puts himself into total filth and dirt, forgets humanity also. And when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to the world, what was the coin? Totally lost in its heads. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam salvaged mankind. And Allah ta'ala says, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. That what has come to you, a bright light that you lost in darkness. You have gone so lower than animals also. That you murdering one another, drinking the blood of one another. Alive, what is wrong with you? An embodiment of light of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what is this embodiment of light of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Kitabu Mubin, the open Kitab of Allah. This is supposed to be following Qurani Kareem. But today, no time to even recite Qurani Kareem. First of all, recitation of Qurani Kareem. Then Quran Sharif has to come part of our lives. Yahdi bi illahu mana. Whoever was part. So Allah is teaching us that the path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one is outwardly, hajis are going, you take a lesson that hajis are going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, every person has to realize whether or not towards Allah ta'ala. This is just the out of this journey. And on your journey, you need your passport. On your journey, you need all your preparations, etc. So what preparations today? We all worried about our passports. And people are so overtaken today, moving from why? You get a green, you think, I got the best passport of the world. Passport, all these passports make no difference. Our real passport is the passport of Iman. And like your passport gets expired and you're renewing your passport all the time. Or you're traveling and wherever you're going, you just pass the customs and they stamp your passport, you put it in your pocket, you're walking again, you check my passport. But our passport of Akhirat, we are unmindful. And this passport of Akhirat, our Iman, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Jaddidu Imanakum. Renew your Iman all the time. بِقَوْلِ لَا. Repeat, just to make zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Taking everything else besides Allah from our hearts out, then this passport will be strengthened. And then when you really need to produce your passport at customs, when Malakul Maut comes, then what is in the heart, that will come out. Allah, ilaha illallah, will testify. No problem. What is your passport? What is your deen? Deen al-Islam. That's my deen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us understand this reality that ho rahi hai umar misle baraf kam chupakta rafta dam badam. Life is melt, whether we realize it or not. So take a lesson, Allah ta'ala teaches us, Allahu Akbar, to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. Allah ta'ala has made it so easy and so beautiful. On the one hand, Allah sent Kitabullah. On the other hand, Allah is not so easy to understand. It for you, I send Rijalullah. So you just follow Rijalullah, follow the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then their lives in with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for that don't you realize, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلَّهُ عَيْنَيْنِ وَلِسَانَ وَشَفَتَيْنِ وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ. Didn't I give you these two eyes? In other words, think of the favors of Allah, the bounties of Allah. Allah gave us two eyes, those beautiful lips, this tongue, etc. Allah Ta'ala says, why? وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ. We showed you the two paths. This is the path of shaitan. Don't go on that path. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ Don't walk on the path of shaitan. اُدْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَ Enter into Islam in totality. Walk on the path of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. The path of the Siddiqeen and Salihin. That will take you towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the path that we have to follow. And like our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully, our Honorable Illustrious Dada Shaykh, his Honorable Illustrious son, Hazrat Mawlana Mazhar Sahib, Madazir Ali explains, Allah has two roads. One is the beautiful road of the Islamic path. That is, we lead our life according to the Islamic calendar, we'll find we'll reach the climax of our life when you want to give your life to Allah. And you really jaan di to di hui usi ka thi. And then also you realize, if I gave my life to Allah, it's no big deal on my side. Allah gave me this life. And it's only worth that I give it back to Allah. So he says, how is that? That if you follow the Islamic calendar and you are conscious of the Islamic months from the day of Allah Akbar on Yawm Laylatul Ahad, Yawm Sabt. That Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, 3 10 days were very, very special and honorable in their eyes. The first 10 days was the first 10 days of Muharram. They regarded it as very, very honorable. And they used to make a lot of ibadat. The second 10 days they used to regard very, very honorable. The last 10 days of Ramadan al-Mubarak. And the next 10 days they used to regard as very honorable. The first 10 days of Zilhijjah, which we started already. 1 day is already gone. We are already in the second night. And the ibadat was so easy in all these days. Is practically what is the main ibadat? Making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best dua is what kalima? La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu lahu al-mulk wa lahu al-hamdu yuhyi wa yumeet bi yadihi al-khayr wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Because sana'ul kareem is the dua. When you praise a kind person, then that is dua itself. You don't have to tell him your needs now. You just praise him and he just shower his favors upon you. So these are the days we have to be reading fourth kalima, third kalima. So these are the days we should be conscious. So Hazrat teaches us that when you start with the Islamic calendar and you realize that وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ Allah gave us honor, Allah gave us respect, dignity. We have to live up to this honor and Allah wants us to live up to this honor. Allah showed us the path of honor that Muharram, love, you want honor and forward, love according to the month of Muharram. And what is the basis of the month of Muharram? It comes from the word haram. That stay away from all those things Allah made haram. You stay away from haram, we will give you honor, we will give you respect, we will give your dignity, Allah Akbar. And then as you go down the calendar, the next month to get real honor and dignity, the month of Safar came, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam immediately corrected the beliefs of all the Sahaba Rajan in the days of ignorance, superstition, etc. So all the time we have to be checking our beliefs, correcting our, especially in this time and age, all the different isms and all the different the firqas that are just raining down upon us, like the tasbih bead has broken already, you just hearing of fitnas and fitnas. So we have to be alert, we have to be conscious. And Allah Akbar, we can't make enough shukr. Allah has joined us to such a great Shaykh of the time. We should be alert, we should be firm and hold steadfast. But together with that, be checking our beliefs all the time. And then, when in order to follow this path, then the month of Rabiul Awwal comes. Think, who should I be following? The lifestyle of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What a beautiful, honorable lifestyle. Then the months in between, to start checking, am I on this right path? Then the month of Rajab comes, when now you want to meet Allah. You're on this path of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and as you travel on this path of sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, naqsh qadam Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, جنت کے راستے اللہ جل جلالہ سے ملاتے سنت کے راستے you on your road to jannat and now you getting a connection with Allah, so you want to meet Allah. Allah gives you the month of Rajab. Allah says yes, salah for you, that when you come into sajda, you at my threshold, you at the feet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat explains, from Rajab right down, actually now the life is starting and you coming towards your climax. Then you get Shaban, now you getting eager to meet Allah. Allah says, you want to build connection with me, take a spiritual bath. It's like you making nikah with Allah Rabbul Izzat. Take your bath of nikah, make shabi barat has come, make tawbah, make istighfar. Now Allah says, I give you the honor of coming to the month of Ramadan Sharif. You have to come meet me, but you need baggage, you need lot of provisions, and the month of Ramadan is to build all that provision. And what is the provision Allah wants? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ Allah is telling us for Hajj also, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. That prepare your provisions. What is the best provision? Your hotel and that death is by the way. You don't have to be so worried of death. Death is just a minor provision. Your real provision, how much taqwa you take. You're supposed to have packed it in a month of Ramadan. You had the month of Ramadan. You had Quran Sharif. You had zikr. And fortunate you had your sheikh. That was, you were present in his company where you'll get taqwa. All these steam engines that were pulling you. Now the month of Ramadan has come to an end. It's not like now you became dead. Now new life came into you. That a new mawsim has started. Hajj wa shuru ma'lumat. Hajj is here now. Allah says, come to my house. You come to the house of Allah. Now you're making tawaf of the house of Allah. When is the house of Allah going to open? I want to give my life. Allah says, you want to give your life? Then Allah has opened the doors of Qurbani. And Qurbani is supposed to be a special ibadat of Hajj. Allah made it ibadat for the whole world. The rich, the poor, everybody. Put your, show me that you want to give, you want to give your life. And Hazrat says so beautifully, Allah Ta'ala qurbani maangte hai lekin lete nahi. Allah just asks to see whether we are sincere. Allah doesn't take anything from us. So we have to love on this path. Otherwise, if we follow the other path, January, normally in Gujarati, Urdu, they say it starts, they term it as January. In other words, you start your life like an animal. First of January, you're having party and all that. If you started with like an animal, by the time December comes, what's going to happen? So we should realize we have come here, not just to pass our time, just come majlis, but we have to build this connection and this nisbat. Allah Ta'ala grant me and all of us.
Inshallah, this Yom Jummah will be our monthly majlis in Homestead Park after the Isha Salah. At 7:45 is the Isha Jamaat, and after Isha Salah, inshallah, the program will take place. Then on Laylatul Ahad, on Saturday night, after Maghrib Salah, inshallah, the Ash'ar Majlis will take place. And inshallah, on Yom Al-Ahad from 10 o'clock until Zuhur Salah, the Majlis will take place. A humble request for all brothers to participate and to bring other brothers along, inshallah.
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ 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 illallah 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 la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah qurrae arz ko gardish mein yun zair falak rakha kisne suraj chand sitaron mein ye chandur chamak rakha kisne laila ke fani chehre par aisa namak rakha kisne khaliq husn ki har lehza hai shaan nayi subhanallah illallah 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 la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah تاریخ اپنی عظمت کی لکھوائی رب کعبہ نے جان لٹا کر دین کو زندہ رکھا ہمارے آبا نے جنگ احد میں خون نبوت دیکھا جو ہی صحابہ نے ایک دن میں دی 70 جانے ایک دن میں دی 70 جانے کیسا پیارا ہے اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ إلا الله إلا الله إلا الله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وصحبه وبارك وسلم اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم اشف شيخنا اللهم اشف شيخنا اللهم اشف شيخنا ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد واصحابه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله